present Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud, Peter Jones, and Sheila Hancock in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. And once again, I'm going to ask our four panelists to talk, if they can, on the subject that I will give them without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject on the card. And just to put a few people right who've written to me, they are allowed to repeat the subject on the card. We're going to begin the show this week with Peter Jones, and the subject, Peter, is making up. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
Making up is often the best part of a lover's quarrel, and in fact, very frequently justifies the whole thing. When the man and woman, or boy and girl, rush together, murmuring apologies to each other, their arms entwined, their lips searching for the others.
Sheila Hancock.
He says they rush together,
yes.
Their arms entwined.
Well, surely you've got a picture of that, haven't
no.
you?
No, when you're actually rushing together, your arms aren't entwined because you're a distance from one another. When
well,
you reach
Sheila,
one another,
I think you're being a little pedantic, if you don't mind me saying. I think the picture was painting was them rushing together.
Yes, side
and it was all
side.
So rapid, their arms were entwining,
it's
their lips were
It's a load
searching.
Of old rubbish, the picture he's painting, anyway. I was embarrassed, that's why
so
I interrupted.
I quite agree
I was
with you, Sheila.
Deeply
I think you're
embarrassed.
Absolutely right.
Since when were we not allowed to use rubbish in just a minute? Peter, I disagree with Sheila's challenge, so you keep the subject, and there are 42 seconds for making up, starting now.
Making up is also something that actors do in their dressing rooms before they go on the stage or other mediums. Several people have made vast fortunes supplying these performing artists with the requisite things to put on their faces, like crepe hair and artificial paste, which is, I believe, the same type of thing as embalmers use in funeral parlours, where you can make false noses, and you can add red stuff which looks
Clement
like blood.
Freud is challenged.
Repetition.
Of what? Yes, he did repeat and about three or four times. I think we let you get away with
or
it
Or hesitation,
once.
If you like.
No, the and
or
is
deviation.
Enough.
And, now, are you definitely saying, this is the first question, isn't it, of this game, are you saying that no one is allowed to say and more than once?
Well, that's ridiculous, isn't it? You've got to say
I'll tell
and.
You what I'm saying.
But I would like to
what
that
a rotten chairman. Imagine anyone saying you can't say and. Ridiculous, isn't it?
Listen, that audience, they're only having a go. There's a certain... There's a certain professional understanding. Little words like and, they let them have it once or maybe twice, but if they say it maybe three times,
right.
Then they're picked up. And this is exactly what Clement Freud did, so I'm getting...
So three times is the limit. That is what you're laying down, is that right? For the next half hour.
No, just each turn.
No, we'll just see how it goes, Peter, because it's just...
Oh, you mean you may change the rule later on?
I want to make sure that we have a good game and a lot of fun, and Clement got a good challenge there.
We won't have any if you're here, anyway. Sacrifice the bat for the start.
This is going to be an aggressive game.
Yes.
Oh,
I mean, let's face
no!
Up.
I'm the most pacific creature you could ever hope to find.
Yes. Try to demonstrate it then, listeners, by kissing his partner, Clement Freud. Clement, you continue now.
You're making up to Clement.
Yes. That was the subject, making up. There are 9.5 seconds left, Clement, starting now.
What I've found in this game is if you make up to Nicholas Parsons, you almost inevitably lose because he doesn't listen to what you say. On the other...
just a minute. Sheila... Sheila Hancock managed to challenge just before the whistle went.
Well,
Sheila
he hesitated a little bit. There was a pause, but then the whistle came in, so it stopped him hesitating.
No, I think we'll just forget
as
about
thought.
That one because it was almost impossible to judge. And Clement Freud got a point for speaking when the whistle went, which Ian Messiter blows at the end of 60 seconds, and whoever is speaking at that moment gets the extra point. Clement Freud's now equal in the lead at the end of the round with Peter Jones, and who's going to begin the next round? Clement Freud is. Clement, the subject is hilarity. Something we never have in just a minute. Would you talk on that subject in the game, starting now?
I suppose it's my frothy lightness of touch which made Ian Messiter select me for the subject of hilarity. And there are many people, I suppose, all around who think that I am
Sheila Hancock,
the most
humorous... I suppose.
Yes.
Most
she said, I
humorous,
suppose.
Funny man. Do you want me to stop?
Yes, Kermit, can I just remind you, you're not in the house now. I mean... you could change your style for just a minute. I agree with your challenge, Sheila, I suppose. You take over the subject and a point for a correct challenge. 47 seconds, hilarity, starting now.
I was once in a concert party at the end of a pier that was called hilarity, and a less hilarious thing you couldn't have seen. Hilarity, I suppose, is a sort of ecstasy of fun. It's when you go over the edge of laughter into something that's almost frenetic. It's a little bit more than just being amused. It's aching ribs and...
Clement Freud.
Hesitation.
No. It's... No. Oh. Yes, she Sorry? Did repeat it's, but not hesitation.
I thought between it's and aching there was...
No, not long enough to
it's
be...
aching. I went, she... it's
no,
aching.
No, it was...
Do it again. You'll do it so well.
Yes, I'll do it. No, you'll get me for repetition, I know. You're stupid, anyway.
There are 23 and a half seconds for hilarity, Sheila, starting now.
Ribs and jaws, all open and amused and enjoying
themselves.
Well, I mean, I was trying to help her out. She was coming to the end of her
trip,
that poor girl.
Yes. Right. Hesitation. There are 17 seconds, Kenneth, for you to talk on hilarity, starting now.
It has occurred in my life on countless occasions, and I can recall being hilariously moved at the sight when we were on location once in Black Park of this actress in a crinoline trying to go to the loo. Oh, I love... Well, I love... I nearly bought my own beer.
Can we play just a minute now?
I'll be there.
I would like to tell you that you were speaking then as the whistle went. You may not have heard it, and you got that extra point. And at the end of that round, very interesting, everyone in the game has 2 points. And Sheila Hancock, your turn to begin. The subject, sausage rolls. Will you tell us something about those in just a minute, starting now?
I absolutely loathe sausage rolls. They remind me of funerals and British Rail and parties where they can't think of anything else to provide. I'm sure Clement would make divine sausage rolls with light pastry and inside a delectable, porky little piece of meat. However, whenever I have them, they have dried up rubbish round the perimeter.
Clement Freud, chance.
Hesitation?
Yes,
oh,
I
didn't hesitate more than
no,
anybody else.
No,
I said almost round came to the perimeter. Look how elongated
yes,
his work.
Quite right.
It was a very definite hesitation, Sheila. And there are 32 seconds for Clement to talk on sausage rolls, starting now.
Sausage rolls is a sort of telegraphies, like fish fingers or meatballs. And it means, I suppose, nothing more or less than that you take a sausage and incline the table so that it rolls onto the floor. There is also a rather unpleasant and boring dish, which is produced by using puff pastry at best, brushing it with mustard, and filling it with a forcemeat, whereafter you bake it.
Well, Clement Freud, on his primary subject, his first subject of food, told us about sausage rolls, kept going, got the point for speaking as the whistle went, and has taken the lead. Kenneth Williams, your turn to begin. The subject, staying happy. Will you tell us... a very serious subject, I might tell you. And Kenneth will tell you something about it now, in just a minute, starting now.
Staying happy, I presume, means keeping a nice feeling of geniality and amicability all the time. And, of course, it's quite literally impossible. I once stayed with a woman called Happy, and she served these foul lemon dumplings. And this girl, Annette Carr, whom I was staying with, shot upstairs with her plate and shoved it all down the loo. But it kept coming back like a song, and the cistern was being flushed all the time, you know.
Sheila Hancock Challenge.
Deviation. What is he talking about?
Staying happy. Flushing the loo.
Well, I know he's always talking about flushing the loo, but it's nothing to do with staying happy.
No, I got the picture. They were all very happy in those digs, so I don't think you deviated about staying happy. And there are 31 seconds to continue, starting now.
Staying happy is, of course, best achieved, and don't we all know this in our heart of hearts? That is being selfless, never giving a thought to your own problems, but becoming absorbed in everybody.
Sherlock Hancock.
Hesitation.
For the absorbed, yes. That did go on too much.
A sustained sound is now hesitation.
Well, it was when I sustained a sound.
I've taken your part in this game. You wait till I get you outside.
Promises, promises. Can't wait.
Sheila, I think we must give it to you on that one. 12 seconds, staying happy, starting now.
I will try my best to stay happy until Kenneth gets me outside, and then I might stay happy for the rest of my life when I discover what's going to happen to me. It will be an incredible experience that will teach me...
So Sheila Hancock, speaking as the whistle-wind, got that extra point and is now in the lead with Clement Freud, but Kenneth Williams and Peter Jones only just behind. And Peter, your turn to begin the subject, My Worst Moment. Will you tell us something about that in the game, starting now?
Yes, I can remember it very well. I was living in Sussex at the time, a couple of years ago, and at 1 o'clock, just as I was getting ready for lunch, I was still sitting at the typewriter working on a script, and the telephone rang, and a voice said, Mr. Peter Jones, and I said, yes, and it said, I'm speaking from this hotel in Peterborough. There are 110 ladies waiting here for you to speak to them. And I then realized that 9 months before, I had agreed to go and address this ladies' club.
Sheila Hancock. Child.
Repetition of ladies.
Yes, I'm afraid you couldn't find another way to express that organization, and we'll never know what happened as Sheila takes over the subject of My Worst Moment with 25 seconds to go, starting now.
My worst moment on this game is when I am given a subject and haven't a faintest idea what it is. It's usually one that has been chosen for Kenneth Williams, who is the erudite member of our panel. And I dread that he will hesitate to deviate or anything else wherewith I have to press my buzzer and interrupt, because I know I will then be lumbered with the same thing and will have
Well, in spite of her saying that her worst moment is when she can't keep going, she kept going and has increased her lead at the end of that round ahead of Clement Freud. And Clement, your turn to begin. The subject of phlogiston. Will you tell us something about that in
what?
The game? Phlogiston.
Spell it.
He's pronounced it wrong. It's phlogiston.
No, it isn't.
He's got no idea. I mean, he's had no education. I don't know where they dragged him up from. I really don't know. No,
when I was at school, I was told it was phlogiston, and it was P-H-L-O-G-I-S-T-O-N.
Everyone knows you pronounce it as in flog. Phlogiston.
Phlogiston.
Phlogiston, exactly. Brilliant, brilliant, beautifully spoken too.
A village in the Lake District.
Clement. Clement, the subject is phlogiston or phlogiston or whatever way you want to pronounce it, and there are 60 seconds on which to try and talk, starting now.
I'd like to pronounce it phlogiston because that is the way I believe in which it was said in the olden days. Phlogiston was said to be something which was contained in every inflammable substance, and fire engines of those early days thought that if they could put out or extinguish the phlogiston, everything would be all right. I was once asked to lecture to some ladies in a hotel in Peterborough on phlogiston when the most appalling thing happened. I suddenly realized that I should have been at home on the East Coast writing a script on my typewriter.
There's a challenge. Peter, what do you challenge for?
What? Plagiarism. So he obviously wasn't invited. It must be rubbish. Nobody in their right minds would invite him to Peterborough or indeed anywhere else to talk on that subject.
They might invite him to Peterborough, but they wouldn't have invited him once you were not available. So no. I think that's a deviation. And there are 12 seconds for you on phlogiston, starting now.
Well, there was something called antiphlogiston, which was a kind of ointment which was rubbed into the chest for people suffering from pulmonary diseases. And I, in fact, was a victim of one of these in my youth. Before...
mm. I'm glad you said phlogiston and supported me there, Peter. Thank you very much. You are in third place at the end of that round, just ahead of Kenneth Williams, but only 1 point behind Clement Freud, and Sheila Hancock still in the lead. And Sheila, your turn to begin. Subject is singing. Will you tell us something on that in just a minute, starting now?
I am at the moment frantically doing singing lessons, which I do with a superb man called John Dorby, who teaches in a very unorthodox way. He has me lying on the ground while he thumps my diaphragm in order to get...
Peter Jones.
It is a family show. Steady on, Sheila. Steady on. Now simmer down.
Well, with...
No.
That warning from Peter Jones, which did interrupt Sheila's flow... And got her diaphragm...
And got me an extra point, I hope.
An extra point, yes. And uncongested, you have 44 seconds on singing, starting now.
In order to improve my breathing, because thereby it strengthens my intercostal muscles. Also, he has me shouting my head off, which rather alarms the builders who are working on the opposite side of the street. I do things like Mandala the Vaza and ooh-wee-oh. And my little daughter Joanna came with me the other day and came out doing ma all over the place, which again rather startled my husband and other daughter who is sitting in the audience today. At the end of all this, I will be able to sing...
Clement Freud.
Repetition of daughter.
Yes, I'm afraid so, yes. You have two daughters, but you can't mention the word twice in just a minute. Clement, you have 6 seconds on singing, starting now. And Sheila Hancock has challenged...
Repetition of ooh.
Yes, I... Sheila, you've got him with a second to go on singing, starting now.
A...
So, Sheila Hancock's singing attempts have helped her to increase her lead at the end of the round, including the extra point for speaking as the whistle went. And, Kenneth, we're back with you to begin, and the subject is James Watt. Will you tell us something about him in just a minute, starting now?
Well, of course, he's most distinguished for the work he did in steam, and his name is used as a unit of measurement, so to speak, in that very field. He studied at the University of Newcastle and was originally intending to be an instrument maker, but also had great talents as a surveyor and did a considerable amount of work in that direction. Now, you've often heard this stuff about him sitting and watching the kettle boil and getting the idea for steam from that, but it's not true. They brought into the classroom a new common engine...
Peter Jones has challenged.
Well, he didn't get the idea of steam from that. He got the idea of power.
I just said it's not true, you great fool.
So we got the idea of steam from that. You have the subject. You have 16 seconds to continue on James Watt, starting now.
Well, of course, I've gone off it now, you see.
Sheila Hancock challenge.
Well, if he's gone off it, give it to me.
Well, he may have gone off it, but he still didn't deviate from the subject, so he has 13 seconds on James Watt, starting now.
He improved on the original steam engine by...
Clement Freud, challenge.
Repetition of steam and steam engine.
Yes, you see,
improved.
Steam's not on the card, which you can't repeat, so Clement was correct with that challenge. There are 11 seconds on James Watt, Clement, starting now.
My daughter Emma always confused James Watt with Doctor Who. Say...
Clement Williams...
Deviation, the subject is James Watt, not his daughter's conception of James Watt.
It doesn't matter. He didn't deviate from the subject of James Watt. He was saying...
He was discussing his daughter's reactions.
Yes, that's
nothing
perfectly
to do with James Watt, your great nip. What are you talking about?
James Watt's reaction to watching a steam kettle. What's the difference?
Have you ever heard anything so balmy in your life? I mean, really, we can always sit here and say, my gran always used to say, when it comes to James Watt, anyone could make up a load of rubbish like that, couldn't they?
Yes, and you frequently do.
No,
so
no.
We leave it with Clement Freud. He has 6 seconds on James Watt, starting now.
My granny always used to say...
She Sheila Hancock challenge.
Well, if Kenneth gets it for deviation... No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
He hesitated.
No, he didn't.
Did he say his granny before? No, it was his daughter Emma before, wasn't it?
That's right. His daughter Emma confused James Watt with
Peter challenge, too.
And there was... I wasn't deviating from the subject of James Watt. And what was your challenge, Peter? It came after Sheila's...
Hesitation.
No, both of them are wrong, but he only gets 1 point. But he continues with the subject with 4 seconds on James Watt starting now.
I could not have used 2,927 watts.
Shh.
So Peter Jones, sorry, no, I mean Clement Freud got a number of points in that round, including one for speaking as the whistle went, and he's now one ahead of Sheila Hancock, who previously had the lead. Peter, it's your turn to begin on the subject Shangri-La. Will you tell us something about that in the game, starting now?
Well, I suppose we've all got our secret Shangri-Las in the backs of our minds. Mine is a Chinese restaurant in Huddersfield. In 40 or so years, when I decide to retire, I shall think, perhaps, of going somewhere like this and meeting all those other people whose lives have been spent...
Kenneth Williams.
Deviation, I don't believe he wants to go to this Chinese restaurant in 40 years' time.
I quite agree. And I bet
how
he wouldn't meet
know?
All...
How I bet does he know what I want to do in 40 years' time?
Well, even if you went to that Chinese restaurant in 40 years' time, I bet you wouldn't meet all those people that you've just said you'd like to meet there.
Well, I shouldn't meet Kenneth Williams, that's for sure. He will never last the pace.
Kenneth, I give you the subject with 37 seconds on Shangri-La, starting now.
Well, it was a marvellous film, you know, this Shangri-La, and had this Ronald Coleman
Kenneth
in
Boyne,
it.
Kenneth Boyne, Mr. Chairman, challenge you.
Deviation, the film wasn't called Shangri-La.
The first film
it was called Lost Horizon, but, I mean, it figured largely in the...
You're quite right.
Lost Horizon, it was called,
yes.
Yeah.
It was called Lost Horizon, Ronald Coleman. He went very old, you remember, all his face withered. Yes. Terrifying. Yes.
No, his face didn't, his Louis brother's did.
Louis oh, was it? Yes. Oh, of course, you were around when it was made. I
I saw the remake and not the face. The film was not called Shangri-La. Clement has a correct challenge. There are 33 seconds on the subject, starting now.
My Shangri-La is a land in which there are no Nicholas Parsons. Moreover, a place which is replete with dramatic pauses where you may hesitate, where you may repeat yourself as often as you like, and where nobody ever presses
Kenneth.
A butter.
Three wares.
Yes, that's right, Kenneth. Kenneth, you have the subject. You have 18 seconds. Shangri-La, starting now.
Perhaps it was most beautifully described by our poet laureate, and he said, that island valley of Avilion, where falls no rain, nor any snow, nor ever wind blows loudly, but it lies deep meadowed, happy fair, with orchard lawns and bowery hollows.
So, Kenneth Williams is getting some points at last, and he's moved forward, he's in third place, but he's only 1 point behind Sheila Hancock, and only 3 behind our leader, Clement Freud. Peter, your turn to begin. The subject is good salesmanship. Can you tell us something about that in the game, starting now?
Well, I've noticed in the last few years when I go into shops and there are 2 salesmen there, I ask the price of an article or if I might purchase something, and the person I speak to is never informed. He always turns to his companion. And the chances are, I suppose, 50-50.
You see what a difficult and impossible game it is. Sheila, your challenge?
Repetition.
50, yes. 40 seconds are left for you on good salesmanship, starting now.
I once worked at the Ideal Home exhibition demonstrating a wash boiler, and I was incredibly good. I sold an awful lot of these aforementioned objects until one dreadful day, when I pulled out the wrong lever and 10 gallons of water...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Deviation.
Why?
It sounds like bad salesmanship.
But I'll tell you how I got out of it, you see.
Well, how'd you get out of it? I must give it to him, because it's a good challenge. Or do you want to keep it?
What do you mean?
Well, how you got
no,
out of
I'm
it?
No, I'm not going to waste it. I might
oh,
get the subject back.
Right, fine. And I've told it's the last round, and you're both very close as you surge forward on the last 20 and one half seconds, and you have the subject, Clement, starting now.
To be very boring but totally succinct, good salesmanship means advising the correct purchase to the man intending to purchase.
Kenneth Williams has
chance. Purchase twice.
Yes, indeed, that's right. And you have the subject of good salesmanship, Kenneth, with 10 seconds left, starting
the first time I bought a dog, it was in Club Row, and I was sold a pup. And I'm here to tell you that that was the first occasion in my life in which...
Sheila Hancock has chanced.
Repetition of first.
Yes, I'm afraid.
Oh, what a shame. I thought I was going to win.
I thought you were going to have him for deviation. I never heard him speak like that before. Deviation style. Sheila, you have one more point to get. You have 4 seconds left. Good salesmanship starting now.
And the people said, what a terrible mess. And I said, nonsense, you can wash your floors at the same time.
Wash your floors.
Wash your floors.
So,
I'm now proving that you shouldn't have got me for bad salesmanship.
No, there we are. So what did they say? You can now wash
I
the floor.
I said you can wash your floors with it as well.
Well, yeah. Said that as the whistle went and got an extra point for doing so. And we've now come to the end of the contest this week. Let me tell you that for once Peter Jones finished in fourth place, but he gave his usual good value in the game, which is the reason we really played. And then came Kenneth Williams in third place. Didn't quite catch up on Sheila Hancock or Clement Foyd, who disputed the lead throughout. But a very fair finish. They both finished up together equal, our joint winners, Clement Foyd and Sheila Hancock. Well, we hope you have enjoyed listening to this edition of Just a Minute, whether you're in the British Isles or abroad, where we know we have a lot of followers of the contest and the game, and we hope that you'll want to tune in again at the same time next week, once again we take to the air and we play this delightfully and ridiculous game. Until then, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The programme was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by John Brough.